name of Jesus. I share pages from the Bible, and then we pray together to proclaim to our Lord, say, "You are my God." So for this MITS, our theme, our goal is to truly know the Savior. So we have to end up from our heart, we convince 100% that you are my God. Without any doubt, say, is God, does God exist? Or is Jesus really the God? And is Jesus really my Savior? After we study the scripture, after a long hour of prayer, after we have a good fellowship with brothers and sisters, we have to make this assured that Jesus, you are my God. Sometimes we have to return back to the simple life. Just like the Israel people, when they were in the promised land, in the land of the flowing honey and milk, they enjoy the blessing of the Lord, but at the same time, they have been contaminated by the custom of the inhabitants there. So end up they just confuse themselves. Is the Lord their God? They just cannot tell who is the true God. Is this God? Is this Lord brought them out of the land of Egypt, God, or the God whom Canaanites worshipped, say, this God can bless them, bring them all the grain, harvest, or give them a descendants of God? We have to really re-examine ourselves. Who is God? What is God? Let's turn to Hosea chapter 2. Let's ponder about the message first. After we study this, then we will come out to the same conclusion with the scripture said, you are my God. Hosea chapter 2, verse 14. Chapter 2, verse 14. Therefore, behold, I will alert her, will bring her into the wilderness, and speak comfort to her. I will give her vineyard from there, and the valley of Acre as a door of hope. She shall sing there in the as the days of her youth, as in the day when she came up from the land of Egypt. This is the God said he will alert her, entice her, come, you come with me into the wilderness. And into the wilderness, and God said, I will speak comfort to you into the wilderness. So today we probably have to consider, we live in this society is too complicated, because every day in our life, we have so many things which is unnecessary to us, but we make ourselves into that surroundings. So every day we may spend time to look at others' pictures, right? Go to the Facebook to view tons of the pictures, everyone's activities, then you try to view it, and you try to know about others. So we spend a lot of time in the computer, in the social networking, right? And we probably connect to the computer, into the YouTube, and listen to all different kind of music, or different kind of activities, or videos. So that's why our life becomes so complicated. We don't have time for the Lord to really think about his love. So go into the wilderness. God said, I will bring you into the wilderness, and there I will say comfort to you. So in NYTS, we always emphasize, just like climbing into the spiritual mountain. And in this wilderness, in this mountain, and we will spend time, and we have a simple life. We put aside all different kind of the interference from our life, and focus and purify ourselves before the Lord. Then we will hear His comfort word. God is trying to comfort our life. He wants us to have a peace in our life. But we have to really understand into the wilderness is a training. So every day in our life, we have to spend a certain portion of our time into wilderness to build this relationship with God. So prayer time is definitely very crucial, very important. So into the wilderness, you can see that this is a simple life. No other entertainment, right? Just like Israel people, when they were in wilderness, their life is so simple. Every day, when they wake up before the sun arises, they have to go out to pick up the manna for their daily bread, right? They don't have to look at the website. They have no anything. They just look at the cloud, the pillar of cloud, the pillar of fire. And every day, just watch how God is going to guide them their steps. If the cloud arises up, and then they pack everything. Be ready to go on a journey. If the cloud stay there, then they know today they will remain at the same place and then listen to the word of God. And God will send His servant, Moses, or His servant to deliver, to tell them what they are going to do. So their life is very simple. They just turn their eyes upon the Lord. Every day, experience the miracles. So this is a wonderful period of time in their whole history. If we return to Psalm 105, let's turn to Psalm 105. In this period of time, it's so wonderful. And God always remember how close they are between God and His children, people. Psalm 105. Let's turn to verse 37. 37 to 41. He also brought them out with silver and gold, and there was none feeble among His tribes. 38. Egypt was glad when they departed, for the fear of man has fallen upon them. 39. He spread a cloud for covering and fire to give light in the night. 40. The people asked, and He brought quail and satisfied them with the bread of heaven. 41. He opened the rock, and water gushed out. It rained in the dry places like a river. This is how God treated His people in the wilderness. They are so blessed. Even though it's a very simple life, but it's very satisfied. It's a peace because God guided them. So they don't have to worry about the enemies. Whoever comes to attack them, God will fight for them first. The only thing they have to do is listen to the word of God. They just follow God and everything just be okay. They have nothing to worry about. This is the time in the wilderness. This shows God's love. In that place, in this wilderness, Israelites, they build a very close relationship with God. That's why today we also have to go into this wilderness in the prayer. We set aside all the other things. Don't think about your worries. You come to just like into a very intimate environment between you and God to tell Him and to hear His comforting word. And then, if we can really enjoy this time of prayer, turn back to Hosea chapter 2. Verse 16. And it shall be in that day, says the Lord, that you will call me my husband and no longer call me my master. 17, for I will take from her mouth the names of the Baals, and they shall be remembered by their name no more. 18, in that day I will make a covenant for them with the beast of the field, with the birds of the air, and with the creeping things of the ground. Bow and sword of battle I will shatter from the earth to make them lie down safely. In these verses we can see, we have to understand God wants to build this very intimate relationship with us, just like a husband and wife. This is the heart of God. God said, in that day, in that day, you will call me my husband. Ishi, Ishi is my husband. Not body, my master. So if we call our God as my master, means we become a servant, right? We just like a servant, and he is my master. So I this kind of a distance, actually. But if God said, you will call me my husband, if we can really understand God, this God is my husband, I am his wife, beloved wife, and this relationship is different. Really, it's different. So, God's name is called jealousy. Right? In this morning, in the during exercise time, one question is, the name of God, right? His name is God also called jealousy? Jealous, right? Do anyone remember where the Bible says so? God said, my name is jealous. Jealous. Huh? Someone, most of them, we answer right, but some answer wrong, right? Exodus chapter 34. Exodus 34. For you shall worship no other gods, for the Lord, whose name is jealous, is a jealous God. God is jealous God because he treats us like his beloved wife. The only wife. One wife. Okay, so God wants to build this relationship with us. We have to always treasure. This is our specialty. Why we become the wife of the Lord. He not treat us as a servant only. Treat us as a wife. So he said, you are not going to name other God's name. You should remember by their name no more mention about other gods. This is the idol's name, not come out from our mouths, because he is the only one. And out of this love, and God, he won't give us peace. So that's why in verse 18 he said, I will make a covenant for his wife, for them, for the children of people, right? For children of people, God, with beasts of the field, with birds of air, with the creeping things of the ground. I think many of us are afraid of the creeping things, right? What is the creeping things on earth? Maybe some spiders. Sometimes when you saw a spider, I'm like, whoa, screams, because it's so scary about creeping things. Brother may be better, but some of us are very scared about some insect or the creeping thing as well. God said, I will make a covenant with them for my people. My people. So, no any other creature can harm us. So, this is why they are so blessed. They have peace. They can enjoy their life. And God also said, bow and sword of the battle, I will shatter it from the earth. So, make them lie down safely. Peace. Because love, God make us, give us peace. This is peace. If God says, I make this covenant with the animals, they have to listen to the law. So that's why it's so important. God promised to his people, no one will harm you. Then you can really sit under the fig tree, enjoy, you know, God's blessing. So in the name of God, in this wilderness, they are so good, actually. They really enjoy God's love and love. So let's turn to chapter 2 and continue from verse 19. In order to build this relationship with God, just like husband and wife, verse 19 says, I will betroth you to me forever. Yes, I will betroth you to me in righteousness and justice, in loving kindness and mercy. 20, I will betroth you to me in faithfulness, and you shall know the Lord. God betroth us to him in righteousness, justice, loving kindness, mercy, and faithfulness. So that's why we have to pursue this good virtue of God. Do you remember in the Psalm of Songs, chapter 1, verse 4? There's a very famous verse. Anyone remember? Psalm chapter 1, verse 4. Psalm of Songs. If you don't remember, you can turn to this verse. Draw me away, I will run after you. This is Solomon mind. He said, draw me away and I will run after you. We run after God because of God's righteousness, God's mercy, and God's faithfulness. God said he won't use this scripture to betroth us, to promise giving marriage with us. God wants to build this relationship with us. So in the prayer, we have to pursue, we have to really see God's righteousness, God's justice, right? God's mercy, and God's loving kindness. So we draw near to God to enjoy his love. Without fear, God is so harsh, you know? God is so love. So because he already said, I will betroth you forever as my wife. Always remember, we are, he said, beloved wife. He used this way to call us. We have to return to his calling. So this is a peace, and this is the relationship between God and man. Continue in Hosea chapter 2. He gives us a promise. We have to hold on to the promise. Verse 21, it shall come to pass in that day that I will answer, say the Lord. I will answer the heavens, and they shall answer the earth. 22, the earth shall answer with grain, with new wine, and with oil. They shall answer Jezreel. 23, then I will sow her for myself in the earth, and I will have mercy on her who had not obtained mercy. Then I will say to those who were not my people, you are my people, and they shall say, you are my God. This is the promise. And this is the conclusion of those who answer and return to God's calling. Finally, they find out this conclusion. You are my God, because they saw God's love. To who have not attained mercy now will have mercy. Who were not my people, and God said, you are my people. Then we reply to him, say, you are my God. So God's promise is so important. He said, I will answer heaven, right? I will answer heaven. Then the heaven will answer the earth. The earth enter with grain, new wine, and oil. So order the harvest. So start. God initiate this promise first. Then let his beloved wife to enjoy all the life, because there will be a tender mercy from the Lord. Verse 23 says, I will sow her for myself in the earth, because the chosen people of God is God sows purposely in that place. We are the chosen people of God. So we are going to pray. We spend this about 30 minutes of time with God. Let us go into the wilderness. In this prayer, in this wilderness, we just make ourselves very simple. We don't think about too much. You just enjoy this time between you and God. And to think about God's promise and the peace between you and God. And God will hold on, and He will be faithful, because He said, I use faithfulness to betroth you as my wife forever. So let's come up and pray together. Use this, keep this in mind, and we really answer Him, you are my God, and He will do His part, and let us experience God's love. Let's come up and pray together.